Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. Trains rolling down the tracks between Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland could be rolling billboards advertising, naming rights, franchise fees for services like food and Wi-Fi. Some of the creative funding sources under consideration for the proposed line. Oregon pays for its Amtrak service by collecting fees on personalized license plates. Maine covers most of the cost of its Amtrak subsidy using federal money from a highway and air quality program. Here is Matt Mayer, president of the Buckeye Institute, talking about Ohio's rail plan. Matt, good morning. What can you tell us about the Ohio rail plan?
It's just a bad deal for Ohioans. It doesn't make sense given our population sizes in the open spaces and our, frankly, pretty good highway system.
Well, it that pretty well sums it up. we just can't afford it.
We can. I mean, we're already in budgets, and you know they gloss over a number of things. They gloss over that you know there's still 25% of this thing to get funded, but through state and local dollars. They gloss over the $17 million deficit, and they gloss over the cost to actually build train stations and platforms all across the state. And so that nice little, oh, well, it's only a $17 million deficit actually explodes to probably well over $200 million just to get the thing moving. And as you know, based upon all the reports of, you know, it's going to be the last train leaves Cleveland at 3:30. It takes 2 hours longer than driving. I mean, it just isn't going to happen.
Who's pushing this?
You know, what you have is folks like Governor Strickland in this belief on the left that, you know, if we just push in trains, somehow we'll get people out of cars here in the U.S. And the reality is there are certain high-density areas in the U.S. where trains may make sense, but it doesn't make sense in Ohio. I mean, the reality is there are two lines in the entire world that break even, Osaka to Tokyo and Paris to Marseille. And the reason they break even is only because they put such a huge tax on cars driving between those two locations that people take the high-speed, over 200-mile-an-hour rail lines. So this is just a case where this thing won't make money. They never do. And at some point, they're going to have to essentially have the rest of us that don't ride this thing, the vast majority, get subsidized to a greater degree, the few folks that do ride this thing.
Matt, I was under the impression that the rail service in Portland was sustainable, that it pays for itself.
No, they never pay for themselves. I mean, they have to tax you some form or fashion in order to pay for it. I mean, my idea of sustain for itself is number of tickets sold equals amount of revenue needed to generate a yearly operational cost. And that does not happen anywhere but those two lines, one in Paris and one in Japan.
Well, whoever is pushing this certainly has some oomph.
They do. I mean, it's as if the governor was sitting in the mansion one night and heard a voice that said, if you build it, they will come. And it's like, governor, that's a movie, and it doesn't apply to rail lines. And so, you know, we've got to get off this idea that we can continue just to spend money when that $400 million, frankly, would be better used in Ohio to do some things that will help get people back to work for the long term to improve where we need to improve some of our infrastructure and not build a fantasy rail line that very few people are going to ride because it's just not convenient and it's going to be expensive.
Matt, is this the high-speed rail, or is it the old milk run?
No, this thing is going to go 39 miles an hour in most cases. I mean, we're not talking about a bullet train that's going to zip through. We're talking about a very slow train, which is why it's going to take 2 hours longer to go from Cincinnati to Cleveland than somebody who gets in their car and just drives along the route 71 from Cincinnati to Cleveland. That's why it's not faster. But then the problem, of course, is if you want the faster train, then you're talking about well over $1 billion just to have that train.
Well, think of all the jobs.
Yeah, well, they keep saying that. You know, I wish, you know, the gal there who did the press conference for the governor and the governor's cabinet, boy, I wish more of these folks would be willing to put their pensions on the line and put that in a better pension on the viability of this thing and all those alleged jobs that are going to come and all this tripling of the investment. I mean, they spend money like it's not theirs.
I'm fearful already.
Yeah, you should be.
Of people spending money that isn't theirs. So it's not It's not sustainable. It is doable, but the end result is not reasonable.
It doesn't seem to be. I mean, you know, the ridership is projected to be 478,000, which is just, that's just based upon what the ridership is in other, on other Amtrak lines. That's not based upon any real study that shows, you know, somehow on a daily basis that many people need to go from point A to point B in Ohio. And so, you know, those numbers are probably too high. And even with that level of ridership, we're still talking about a $36 subsidy for every ticket that gets bought. So the vast majority of Ohioans are going to subsidize the privileged few that find riding a train is a lot of fun. And look, I ride the train when I go to D.C. I fly to BWI, and I ride the train down from BWI in Baltimore into Union Station. And look, there's a reason why the MARC train system, which is the Maryland train system, doesn't run on weekends or in the evenings, because nobody rides it. It's totally dependent upon a bunch of federal employees who get subsidized, by the way, to ride the train every day to and from the city.
Won't work in Ohio.
Won't work in Ohio.
That's Matt Mayer, president, Buckeye Institute, having to do with Ohio's rail plan.